The title of this poem is I Dreamed I Woke. I dreamed I woke, lay under heavy covers a contemplative moment. Early morning light started into my bedroom windows. I felt the night and my rest complete. I threw the covers back, sat up, planted my feet on the cold winter morning floor, stepped into green long underwear bottoms and brown trousers, stink, need launder. Slithered into already assembled double t-shirts and heavy wool sweater, opened bedroom door, strode into active center of the house, and woke to realize I only then woke. Catch my balance against the wall, climb the wall from deep sleep, stand, already dressed, grab everything around me for balance, spin and grasp the world around me for balance, while dreams crumb off undulant walls, seek secret existence in rapidly darkening depths of pre-verbal thought. And the beautiful fragments I catch briefly own the most beautiful fragments. This one, Colors of the Rainbow. Ingrid still lives. She defeated her slow and painful death. She drives a big yellow school bus up a fast-flowing irrigation ditch. Water flows muddy around us. I stand on fast-moving big yellow bus and harvest ripe sweet apricots while muddy water flows rapidly around us. Four of us feast in the bright sunlight of our journey. Ingrid insists we stop and meet her grandmother, who owns the apricot tree, flew a twin-engine Skuga 440A in Alaska, three lean and lovely years, shows us her collection of books proving a beautiful world in balance made it through all the muddy water years of humankind's material dreams that brought chaos to this world. We ride the big yellow bus, ever more rural, wheel deep in mud, the bottom of the ditch. Water runs ever more clear. I know I will swim in these currents into the road. Ramshackle buildings where we will all live and love progressively blend to the landscape. Lush grass grows wildly unkempt. Golden ripe fruit calls from trees around the low house. Ingrid shuts the motor off. We have all come home.